Who wants to put on a show?
Sounds like fun.
I've never actually done a real radio show before. Just goofed around.
4 hours of radio brilliance.
Let's go.
This show's unairable.
We've got no things to do and no people to see.
I like your free-flowing format. It's totally different.
Oh, we should start the show.
Boom. Mic drop.
That's good stuff. What else you got?
All right, kids. It's showtime.
Live and local with Monica J. on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
It is showtime. Let's do this. It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today. We got a lot to talk about, including what's going on in Carson City today, and that is at the Carson City Courthouse. Big rally starting at 1 o'clock, and I tell you, I hope the media's there. I hope they turn out. Jim just sent me an email and asked me a question. Is the media going to broadcast this, and or is it going to be televised? And I had to turn back and say, I don't know 100%. They might not. You know, remember, according to the media, there's no evidence of fraud in our elections. So there you have it. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk is live and local talk, and we love doing it on the internet as well. So 991fmtalk.com. Today's poll question, check it out. A lot of discussion yesterday about the decision by Governor Sisolak to basically lower the standards for substitute teachers, because I guess they're in such great need. They were before all this CVD mess started, and it's just going to get worse. So he lowered the standards to a substitute teacher. All you have to have is a high school diploma or equivalent. A lot of people upset with that. A lot of people. Because your kids, the kids in the class, might actually see some of these substitutes for the entire rest of the year. Where's our money? Where is our money being spent? Because our money is still be taken away. And our kids, the education, I say ours because I have just as much as an investment in the children of this area as parents when it comes financially. You know, my property taxes paid. But it's more about the future of our community. That rests in our kids. That they're smart, that they excel, that they believe in themselves. That they're not just zombies looking at an iPad. So, yesterday's poll question, Sisolak, now substitute teachers only need a high school diploma or something equivalent to get a job. Do you agree with this action? 87% of those participating in the poll said no. Why that's not 100%, I'm not really sure, but everybody's got a right to their opinion. So let's take that a step further. Should the Washoe County School District be broken up into three districts? Washoe County School District is just too big. Kids aren't getting what they deserve. I mean, there's a way to break it up into three different districts and still not have as many deputy superintendents and all the other administrative top-heavy salaries that are out there. Reno, Sparks, unincorporated Washoe County. Those would be the three districts. What do you think? Talk and text, as always, 884-9910, and the emails and the texts are already coming in this morning, so I appreciate it very much. Do want to give you the heads up, though, if you live up in the Incline Village area, the Incline Village Crystal Bay Community First is looking for civic-minded individuals in furthering the efforts of everything that they've got going on up there. They need specifically assistance from interested people who know marketing, who have some experience with technology, public policy, legal, and writing skills. People ask me all the time, what can I do? What can I do to make a difference? There you have it. You get involved with things like this. You bring your skills. Are you working part-time now because of all the shutdowns? Are you not working at all? You still need to stay active. This is something that I saw firsthand when my grandfather retired. He just lost everything, it seemed like. He lived for that. We all live for work, to be active, to make a difference. But when that big part of him was taken away, his mind slowed, his body slowed. That can happen to anybody at any age. You don't have to be a senior to see that happen. We see it happening to the kids. They're drones. They're lifeless. They've got that vacant stare that just, you know, looking at their laptops, their iPads. They can't even have fun. Their childhood is literally, I'm going to steal a term for a sentence from Greta Thunberg. Their childhoods are being stolen from them. CDC director does not recommend closing down schools. Kids, even if they get COVID-19, little bodies bounce right back. Just like anybody else getting the flu. Oh, well, we don't want them to send it home to grandma and grandpa. You know what? That's a parent's responsibility. To make sure that their kids are nursed back to health. That's not the schools. Get the schools open. Get all the kids back into the classrooms. Teach them how to wash their hands. Take the masks off so they can actually get some oxygen and aren't stressed out, and let the teachers teach. Kids are germs factories. We know they are. They have been for years. Hasn't killed off our teachers before. If someone, again, it goes back to the few. Taking control of the many. If a teacher has underlying health conditions, take precautions. If not, get back to business as usual and get our kids the education that they deserve. Wow. This is just too much. We're all wrapped up in an election. And the truth is being taken away from you. It's being hidden from you. Johns Hopkins University took down an article showing that U.S. deaths in 2020 are no different than prior years. I brought you some of the numbers yesterday. Every year we go up 30, 40,000 deaths. Because, well, that's just basically because we come up with new ways to kill ourselves. It's not because of COVID. So why was this article taken down? Because it doesn't fit their narrative. Why is the Danish study on masks not working? Why isn't that being highly publicized and published? Because it doesn't fit the narrative. Why did the Lancet story get taken out? That masks are preventing COVID? Because it was a lie and doctors stepped forward and said, this ain't going to fly. So they pulled it. Doctors are being censored. Medical experts, virologists are being censored to keep this narrative going, to keep businesses shut down, to keep the education system shut down. Because an uneducated, walking zombie of a community is much easier to handle, much easier to control than a well-educated, ready-to-go society. Unfortunately, they hadn't dumbed us down enough, because there's still enough smart people out there that know what's going on. Dr. Shiva. He's been recognized and, introduced as the smartest man in the room. He's hysterical. He's wonderful to listen to. Statistically, numerically, it is an impossibility for Joe Biden to win this election. It's impossible. That's not what the media wants to bring you, though. Please turn off the media. Turn off the TV. Get on your computer. Start looking at the testimony from the witnesses in Michigan, in Wisconsin, in Pennsylvania, in Arizona. And today, at 1 o'clock, we'll add Nevada. Start listening to the testimonies. And you will understand the people, the whistleblowers who are actually coming from and trained by Dominion. The computers being hooked up to the internet, which they are not allowed to be. Numbers being put on thumb drives. Thumb drives, 46 thumb drives from one state election missing. This is the information that you need to find for yourself. Speaking of that, was this all just set into play? Yeah. I'll bring you a memo that just happened to have been found that was written well before the election. And it's quite odd because, well, it seems to be describing every single thing that is happening right now. We'll be back right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Younger. Smarter. better. FM Talk KKFT FM 99.1 is FM Talk for Smith and Mason Valley. 92.3 FM Talk KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Hey, big thank you going out to the chocolate shop, because during this hour, I'll be calling out for a random number, random caller at 884-9910, but not yet, so don't start dialing, but sometime this hour, and you are going to win a box of truffles from the chocolate shop. Talk about making all holiday spirits bright and shiny. The chocolate shop, handmade chocolates from glorious Gardnerville. So, be ready. And if you really want to do something special this holiday, give them an order. For all your friends out of town who just, you know, have to go to the grocery store to get a candy bar, send them a Nevada-shaped box of chocolates that are handmade. Yeah. They'll be jealous. They'll be jelly. Log on to 991fmtalk.com. Answer today's poll question. Should the Washoe County School District actually be broken up into three different districts? Reno, Sparks, and unincorporated Washoe County. Would that make it better? Would that make it worse? Not sure. Let's find out. All right. This was recently sent to me. And I find this fascinating. So I looked up who Edward B. Foley was. And he's a writer, but he's also he's an American lawyer, law professor, election law scholar, former Ohio Solicitor General. So he's the theorist of the blue shift, a phenomenon in U.S. politics in which in-person votes overstate overall percentage of votes for the Republican Party, while provisional votes, which are counted after Election Day, tend to overstate overall percentage votes for the Democrat Party. Huh? Yeah. Check this out, Mr. Theorist. This is quite interesting, because this came out back in 2019. So before what we are seeing all around us right now, as people are meeting in Carson City today at the courthouse on Musser Street to rally in support of President Trump, showing all the voter fraud here in Nevada. This blows my mind. This article considers the possibility that a major dispute over the outcome of the 2020 presidential election could arise even without foreign interference or some other extraordinary event, but rather just from the ordinary process of counting ballots. Building upon previous research on the blue shift phenomenon, whereby adjustments in vote tallies during the canvassing of returns tend to advantage Democrat candidates. It is very easy to imagine a dispute arising of this kind of blue shift. Were consequential in the presidential race. Using the examples from both Pennsylvania and Arizona, two states susceptible to significant blue shifts in previous elections. The article shows how the dispute could reach Congress, where it potentially might metastasize into a full-fledged constitutional crisis. The most frightening scenario is where the dispute remains unresolved on January 20th, 2021, the date of the inauguration of the new presidential term. And the military is uncertain as to who is entitled to receive the nuclear codes as commander-in-chief. In order to avoid this risk, Congress should amend the relevant statute, 3 U.S.C. 15. I am going to post this on my webpage because this memo is, let me scroll. It is 54 pages long. This goes through absolutely every single scenario that we are going through right now. And it even names the states. This is a blueprint. This is an article. This is a blueprint for people of what's happening. And for this to come out in 2019, that is mind-boggling. Absolutely mind-boggling. So, this is your assignment for today. If you're not, or, you know, once you get back from the rally in Carson City, this is the reading for tonight because this is extraordinary. Like I said, 991fmtalk.com, that's our webpage. Go to the schedule, click on weekdays. Click on my picture. It'll take you directly to my page. And that's where I'll have this posted. Along with everything else that I like to post for you, like the Constitutional Law Group, making sure that small businesses, any business, knows their right, that you do not have to shut down. And you do not have to comply with all this BS that Governor Sisolak and Mayor Sheevy are putting down. We'll be back right after this. Fox News update on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The Talk of Northern Nevada. Speak out. 884-9910. FM News Talk. 99.1.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thank you so much for being here. It's live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. And I just let the organizers know, but I have to back out of something I said yesterday. And that is, I will not be able actually to be at the rally today at 1 o'clock. I won't be able to speak. And I won't be able to attend the rally. And I don't want to dwell on this because I don't mind talking about personal things, except usually for my health, because I don't want sympathy. I, you know, prayers are wonderful, but I don't want people to feel sorry for me. And I don't want to, it just, that bothers me. Because I'm a strong person, I'm a healthy person, and I know that whatever the big guy throws at me, that's what I have to deal with. That's what we all have to deal with. So a few weeks ago, actually it might even be into last month now because I'm a procrastinator, I had to have an MRI done, and with, you know, the ink and everything like that, or whatever they call it. And they found a mass behind my right eye, which is not uncommon for some people. It's nothing to panic about, but they have to figure out what the mass is. So I have to go back in for another MRI, blah, blah, blah. The problem is that I get incredible headaches. I thought it was from my tinnitus. So I guess it's going back to this. I get incredible headaches that make me extremely nauseous and lightheaded and blah, blah, blah. So I'm not going to be able to attend today because starting last night, I am actually it was back to Tuesday. I am experiencing one of those nonstop episodes that I don't let get me down. So don't let it get you down either. I will be here for you on the air. Just can't be there in person today, but you know I am there in spirit. So to cheer myself up and to cheer you up, caller number 3 right now at 884-9910. You are going to get a gift certificate for a delicious box of chocolate truffles. Yes, a $25 value from the chocolate shop in the Raley Shopping Center in glorious, beautiful Gardnerville. So that is kind of my little gift to you. Caller number 3, good luck to you. Something that I want to share with you is we talk a lot about China. There is a lot of involvement from China in Nevada. A lot of companies do business with China in Nevada. A lot of Northern Nevada companies do a lot of business in China. Get products there, whatnot. Buying up property. Chinese buying up property here in Nevada. Huawei had a media group, actually, down in Las Vegas that had to be shut down. So there's always been an interesting connection between China and Nevada, especially with Governor Sandoval doing such a push for tourism business with China when he was governor. I would like you to go on to YouTube and subscribe to a channel that is called China in Focus. This is one of my daily routines. Is I watch the news out of China. I watch the news out of the UK. I watch the news from Sky Australia because it is so important to hear the news from other countries' perspectives on what's going on here in this country. Because we've said it before, we'll say it again. If America falls to communism, then the entire world goes. So I found it very funny that just a few moments ago, we were listening to a newscast with Barack Hussein Obama, former president of this country, who has pushed us and manipulated us down the path of communism, that if Dr. Fauci tells him to take a vaccine, he's going to take a vaccine. Well, let me tell you, the people of China do not trust the Chinese government with a coronavirus vaccine. Really? The people of China don't trust the CCP. And so I'd really like for you to check out some of these stories. The reason that Biden's choice is to deal with China. The unusual explosions that have recently been happening there. The ban on their First Amendment rights. Their ban on freedom of speech. And when the people there say something that the CCP disagrees with, you actually get fined. Yeah, you get fined big time. So before I continue on with this, because the phone lines are still going crazy, big congratulations going out to our chocolate winner, Matt Kane of Reno. Matt, thanks for listening today. You've picked up that gift certificate from the chocolate shop. You know what? It's up to you, Matt. You can give the truffles away as a gift. Or in this case, hoarding is good. You can hoard them for yourself. Or while you're there picking them up, you know, pick up another box for family and friends. I know I have a tendency to hoard my chocolates, but that's just me. So enjoy. And again, thanks for listening, Matt. The stories that you are going to see, they're just incredible. Because you will not get these in the mainstream media. And I'm going to warn you now, this could make you a little nervous. Because China believes that Biden is the president-elect. And that's why we have, you know, people in China, prominent people, coming out and saying, as long as there's, you know, 1.4 billion Chinese, it will be death to America. That's an interesting statement. Interesting statement indeed. What do you think about that? I also want you to learn more about the Three Gorges Dam there. It's got a hidden function that is raising some questions. Also has been shifting and could be collapsing and destroying, you know, pretty much a 2/3 of their food when it comes to chickens. Seems like they put all the chicken farms in one place and they just happen to be downstream from this dam. But again, it goes back to education for yourself. Because when you turn on 8, 2, 4, whatever, 11, you're not going to see the stuff like this. And we have to start looking at the big picture, the world picture. They've already pushed us into a world economy. Right now, they are trying to push us into a world government. And they are using the coronavirus, by the way, from China, with links to universities in this country, and Fauci. They're using this as the jumping off point. Financially, physically, educationally, for the Great Reset. Because this isn't just one, this isn't just about one thing. This isn't just about a virus. It's about also the debt that this virus is generating, which our government looking at a relief bill once again, because the airline industry is tanking. Well, what do you expect? You have a woman taken off a flight for having her mask down, drinking a smoothie. You have her taken away in handcuffs. You turn the plane around. Masks don't work. It has been proven. I find it interesting that we pick and choose the stories we want, because I don't particularly care for the CDC, but when the CDC comes out and says that they've done the study that from all of those people who supposedly have COVID, all of those patients, 85% of them are wearing a masks. Masks don't work. So then why are we wearing them? It's compliance and control. That's all it is. You tank the economy. the central banks come in. Because remember, the economy, that's not the stock market. The stock market is probably going to go bust next year. I'd say probably around April or May. But that's just my opinion. I am not a financial expert. It's just from the experts I follow. And it makes sense. When you look at the trillions of dollars that are being spent to pull industries out of collapse. Industries, not small business, not Louis Bass Corner, not our favorite bars. Big industry. That's not right. That's not right at all. But that's who they're going to help in this next round of stimulus. People need help. People still haven't gotten their uninsurance or their unemployment checks. Uninsurance, what the hell is that? Unemployment checks from Dieter. That's not just Nevada. That's all across the country. People are still waiting. Millions of people. Millions of people who haven't gone back to work. Millions of people who have completely dissolved their savings and are now running up huge credit card debts just to keep either their families afloat or their businesses afloat. And surprise, here comes the biggest Christmas present of all. The CARES Act. The renter's security of not being evicted. Eviction protection goes away in a matter of weeks. So if we thought we had a homeless issue here before, it's either going to be doubled or tripled by the end of this year. This is happening all around us. And the sickening, stomach-churning part is that it all is being pushed upon us because of fear. Fear of a virus that you can't stop, that really is just a virus, is not killing any more people than how many people die in a regular year here in this country and in this world. Did we forget there's only two guaranteed things in life? Death and taxes. We'll be back right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
FM Talk on 92.3 FM in Smith and Mason Valley. 99.1 FM Talk for Reno, Tahoe, and all of Northern Nevada.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Just a couple of the things that I've been talking about today, and I'm getting questions, and so I'm going to share those with you, and that is to repeat the Chinese YouTube channel that I watch, and that is China in Focus. So if you want to know what's going on behind the scenes in China, China in Focus on YouTube, definitely subscribe to that. Also just got a question, can we go inside and watch the hearings today? I'm going to take a wild guess from having Jesse Law on yesterday. So the hearings start 1 o'clock today in Carson City at the courthouse, but there's also going to be a lot of great speakers outside. I wish I could be there, but change of plans, life happens. I don't think people outside of the process are going to be able to get into the courthouse and just listen to what's going on unless they have a special room set up that they might, because this is such a big deal. I think they're going to pretty much save the courtroom itself for witnesses, for the lawyers, a lot of lawyers involved. So, you know, it's going to be a packed house. And if they let everybody that wants to come in and watch the process in, I don't think there's going to be enough room for everybody. So hopefully, I'm keeping my fingers crossed that if they really want the public to be a part of this, they'll set up a viewing area, you know, like they do during the legislature. They'll do that for the courtroom, but there's no guarantees. So thanks for being here today. I really appreciate it. Today's poll question at 991fmtalk.com. Should the Washoe County School District be broken up into three separate districts, Reno, Sparks, and unincorporated Washoe County? Would that make a difference for our kids? Should it be broken up? Love to hear from you. Right now, though, we're going to hear from Fox News with some business news, and then we'll get the regular newscast right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.